Well, I guess Vince Lombardi wasn't the only person yelling, "Hey, what's going on out there?" Because there are a few answers today on why the House GOP is not bringing up a motion to go to conference with the Senate on a farm bill as the clock is about to run out on the current extension. There had been talk that as soon as the Senate agreed to their conferees, the House would do the same. But this week, no House request to go to conference on the food stamp and farm-only bills has occurred. Former Secretary of Agriculture John Block says there's got to be some strategy on this, but he just doesn't know what it is.
There's some strategy here, but nobody's broadcasting it, and there's so many moving parts. It's not as simple as just getting a farm bill with farm stuff. It's got farm stuff, and we've got nutrition stuff and big conflicts, and then we've got the debt problem, and we got the question of whether we're going to be able to raise the debt ceiling.
And he went on to say that even though some people are trying to make sure that the farm bill and nutrition bills remain separate entities, he thinks a long-term farm bill still can be passed. And he said he's not alone in that opinion.
I was in a meeting with Crop Life this week, and three other secretaries of agriculture, and collectively, we still think we're going to get a bill, but it's exasperating how long it takes.
Well, if we ever do get the conferees together, they're going to have to work out their differences when it comes to dairy legislation. The Dairy Security Act with supply management was supported in the Senate, and that's something the National Milk Producers Federation hopes stays in the final bill. Chris Galen explains why.
By having market stabilization in there, what you do is send the signal to farmers occasionally when margins are poor that they need to trim back their milk production by a couple percentage points. If you don't have that in there, you're going to see higher costs for the program, and you're going to see lower farm-level prices for much longer.
However, there are those, especially groups here in Wisconsin, who feel supply management will hinder the state's dairy industry growth, and they feel that by eliminating supply management, they'll be able to continue to move forward, something that ag economist Mark Stevenson agrees with.
It would make it easier for farms that are in growth mode. If you're growing, you wouldn't have all of the downside that you'd have during a period of time when you'd be being penalized for excessive growth.
Well, running down the dairy scene, mixed day yesterday, butter up a half cent to 161, but block cheese down a penny and a quarter to $1.77. Barrels off 2.5 to $1.72. Class 3 prices October off 8 at $17.96. November down 15 to $17.60. In December off 11 at $17.03. Board of Trade, December corn up 6 cents, 454 and 3 quarters of a cent. March up to 467 and 1 quarter of a cent per bushel. November beans up 9 and a quarter to 1321 and 3 quarters of a cent. March up 7 cents to 1305 and 1 half cent per bushel. Livestock slaughter cows weaker at 70 to 88. Most of the slaughter cows 54 to 69. Replacement bull calves 65 to 150. Heifer calves 60 to 135. And colored beef calves 175 to 265. With the feeder pigs 40 through 60 pounders 40 to 65. And that is your morning ag update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.